from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. A member of Israel's war cabinet says he'll resign from the government next month unless there's a change in the country's strategy. Benny Gantz, a popular centrist member of Israel's three-member war cabinet, threatened to resign Saturday unless the country adopts changes that he laid out in a six-point plan that includes the return of hostages and ending Hamas's rule in Gaza. This comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing mounting pressure to secure the release of hostages. In Tel Aviv Saturday, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Jacob Lew, and other diplomats spoke at a rally.
To the family members of those held hostage, I say we hear you, we stand with you, we will not stop working until you are reunited with your loved ones.
Since Friday, the bodies of at least four hostages taken by Hamas have been recovered by the IDF in Gaza. President Biden set to deliver a commencement address at Morehouse College Sunday. Ahead of that, the president arriving in the key swing state of Georgia.
President Biden arriving in Atlanta for a weekend of campaign events, addressing supporters Saturday afternoon.
It's not about me, it's about the alternative.
On Friday, the president marked the 70th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court Brown versus the Board of Education decision, taking aim at his predecessor.
They want a country for some, not for all.
M. Nguyen, ABC News.
Biden's rival, meanwhile, former President Trump, picking up an endorsement from the NRA Saturday as he addressed thousands of members at an event in Texas. As the Houston area continues to work to clean up and restore power to hundreds of thousands of customers following deadly storms last week that left seven people dead, scorching temperatures and increasing the pressure to get power back, forecasters say highs of around 90 degrees are expected through the start of the week. You're listening to ABC News. As RFK Jr. has billed himself as an anti-establishment independent candidate, filings from his campaign show how one single donor has made up the vast majority of his campaign donations in the last month. In April, 75% of the money RFK Jr.'s campaign brought in came from his running mate, Nicole Shanahan, a California lawyer and philanthropist. However, she's also the ex-wife of Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, and is deeply enmeshed in the Silicon Valley culture that Kennedy has frequently criticized. A California State Senate committee has killed a bill that would have allowed people 21 and over to consume psychedelic mushrooms.
California Governor Gavin Newsom had already vetoed a bill last year that would have decriminalized the possession and personal use of hallucinogens, including psychedelic mushrooms. Now, a Senate committee has stopped another bill that would have allowed adults to consume psychedelic mushrooms under professional supervision. It would not have been allowed for personal use. Supporters of the bill included veterans and first responders for clinical use to treat mental health conditions like anxiety. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A judge in Los Angeles ordering a hearing this week to discuss Hunter Biden's effort to postpone his tax trial until September. Hunter Biden was set to go on trial June 20th in Los Angeles on tax charges, which would have come just a little over 2 weeks after his trial on gun violations begins in Delaware. Biden's attorneys asking the judge to delay because of logistical challenges with having the two cases tried so close together. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.